Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's tilt with the Steelers.
News yesterday, I guess you probably got the news there before, but the video they posted yesterday. What was kind of going through your mind as that emotional?
Yeah, before they called me up and was like, they want to talk to you upstairs, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? And I'm sitting there nervous, and then he's just sitting there, he's like, with a blank stare, he's like, you made it. I'm like, made what? And then I was like, bro, what? It was exciting, though. I mean, it's just so much work and dedication and just so many sacrifices going to it. And for people, like, around the league just to, you know, respect my game and get a nod to me, it's incredible.
Patrick, you're very, you know, hard on yourself at times and about your play, and even over the years of your career, just, you know, how proud are you just kind of yourself of being able to accomplish this?
Yeah, I'm real proud of I had told my mom like a week and a half ago. I was like, if I don't make it, I don't even care no more. Like, I think I did everything I needed to on film, like, to show my talents and show the work that I put in. So it was just at a point I was at peace with everything beforehand. So it's just I am proud of myself though, and just knowing that I still haven't hit my ceiling yet, and there's still a lot of games left to be played for us right now. It's just everything's building up at the perfect time.
Patrick, who was the first call that you made?
My mom and dad. I really ain't called, just sent a text out because I was coming into the facility and stuff. A whole bunch of stuff was moving fast and all that happened and stuff. So I shot them a text and just let them know.
And what's kind of the emotion of telling them? I'm sure that, I mean, they're your biggest cheerleaders. Yeah. What was the, I don't know, I guess you may have talked to them since then, but.
A whole lot of capital letters and the text messages that they were sending. Just everybody was just so excited, so proud. The feelings, can't even explain the feelings that just go through your body. Just knowing that you made them proud, just knowing everything that we prayed for and everything that I worked for, that we all worked for, being able to come out and showcase.
Were you thinking about the whole 4 years? Because, I mean, you've been very honest about the fact that I know it's easy in probably years 1 and 2.
Yeah.
All that hit you?
Yeah, it's just the first 2 years were definitely rough for me and the fan base and everybody that's involved. But I knew myself. I knew the type of person I am. I don't run from a fight, and it's just so much work that, like I said, I had to put in, and understanding that I came in to the league raw, young, not that much experience under my belt, so I knew it was going to be a building process, but I didn't expect it to be that hard, and honestly, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't, you know, redo anything that I've been through. I would still face everything like I did. I think that's what builds character, and I think that put me in a position that I am right now, just to be so confident in myself and just being able to cherish every moment.
Patrick, all year you and Roquan have been adamant that you're the best linebacker duo in the league. How happy are you to see that you are the two guys representing the inside linebacker crew in the AFC?
It's pretty dope. Anytime you get to share that with him and being a teammate with him and the type of person he is and how he plays the game and just be able to share that kind of accolade with somebody, I mean, it just means a lot. Just like I respect this game, I respect him as a person, just everything about him, and, you know, being able to share that is huge.
I've been visibly emotional, obviously, in that video that they posted. Do you remember a time before in your career that something brought up this much emotion?
No, not even close. I don't even think when I went to Natty I was that happy, honestly. I think it's just on a different scale. Like, the whole world is, like, you know, basically saying congrats. Like, you had a hell of a season, and it's not a feeling that I think that can relate to that, honestly.
You obviously don't necessarily know what's going to happen after the season in terms of where you are. Is that on your mind at all? Is that frame how you're thinking about this run, or is that just, you just shut that aside?
It comes up every now and then, but at the end of the day, man, I'm happy where I'm at right now, honestly. And, you know, we got a lot of games left to play. With that one goal that we all want. So if we achieve that, I think everything else will take care of itself.
Patrick, we can see the KT tape on your shoulder and seen some things from games. What's the discussion like this week? Is, you know, could probably maybe be one of the guys who get some rest versus playing against the Steelers?
I'm going to suit up. So I'm excited to get out there. I'm excited to play.
Thank you, Patrick. Cool. Yep.